night, worldwide live on the internet through BBS Radio. Good evening, good afternoon, whatever time of day it is for you. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in Paradise, California. Another 1 hour episode of If You Have Questions, We Have Answers. You can submit your questions per email to win. It is, the email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Today it is December the 20th, close to Christmas. Thank you all for being here. We are a few minutes early on, and we wait for more people to show up on the conference call, as this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. Cecil from Seattle is with us.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you for being here, Cecil.
Thank you for being here.
All right. It is my pleasure. You've been also with the group for several years, right?
Yes. Long time now.
Yeah. I'm very glad to participate with this. This is, I think, something awesome.
Well, I've learned an awful lot
mm-hmm.
that much time, and sure appreciate the ability that we have of learning that stuff.
That's right.
We can be numbered amongst few of the wise men, I guess, huh?
Yeah. All right. Vin had did you see the email he sent out today regarding Kimberly?
I didn't see that.
Okay. It's an interesting email where he puts links to go to the Alfred Weber show, a YouTube, I believe, and also a link to his own interview with Terry, with Alfred Weber, a couple of weeks ago, and something else. And also some information about Kimberly, that she has gone to, exactly, to the doctor in Missouri, who is a high-up, internationally known, and from member of different committees here in the USA on sort of like alternative healing, and he uses like electrical and frequencies and all kinds of stuff. And he was very impressed with the abilities of Kimberly after she went there. I guess last week she was there for doing some testing and stuff with a doctor.
Yeah, I built one of those little zappers some years ago that they claim will kill the parasites all over your body. And now I see there's a company that has back pain stuff, and they have one of those for sale for, I think, big sale going on, about $100 off now. It only costs $300 and something.
All right. All right.
I think I built mine for about maybe $5 or $10.
Yeah. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Anna Kentwall.
Hello, Anna. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Your neighbor is here as well.
Hello.
Diesel.
Cecil from Seattle, yeah.
More people joined in. Welcome to you. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hey, hello, Jane. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
A And the next person, we welcome you.
It is Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
Hello. Hello, Irish.
Hi, Wynn.
Was that Antonio?
That was Cecil.
Oh, Cecil. You're sounding younger than usual.
Younger? Yeah, I'm getting younger every day.
Hey, look up C60. Look up C60 on the internet, okay?
C60.
What's that?
The letter C, C60.
Yeah, it's kind of a miracle product. Okay.
We could use some of those.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just telling Heise that I fell down and hurt my back pretty bad Sunday night, hobbling around here on a cane, barely could move.
Put yourself on the Sunday healing list.
Yeah, need to do that. I did this Sunday night. But
you know about magnesium?
Yes, I have some magnesium spray.
Yeah, that's a good thing to put on your back, probably.
Yeah, and I also have some
roller.
I have some black cumin seed. You know what they say about that, don't you, Wynn? That
I don't know.
Everything, it cures anything but death.
Didn't I tell you to get that?
You mentioned it several times. You didn't talk to me about it, but I've been using it for years.
Okay, yeah. Because it is really good.
Well, they say it cures everything but death, so it's got to be good.
Don?
Yeah.
Don, are you there?
Yeah. Yep. I went.
How come you're not asking any questions tonight? What's the matter with you?
I sent one in.
No, it just says, just watched a very interesting video, Pure Water. Oh,
after that, later, much later, just a few minutes ago, a quarter to it. On the, question email address. That was on your...
Oh, maybe that goes to Gmail.
Yeah, okay, that was on Gmail. It was a Gmail. That other one was to your personal email address.
Yeah. I can no longer distinguish between personal and non-personal.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Vin, thanks. Email on Kimberly. That's a great email.
It was a great email.
Yeah, I did some informative and all the links on it, and I think it's good information.
Yeah.
How is Terry doing, Wynn?
Terry is with us.
Yeah, I'm doing much better.
Oh, good.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
I don't have your question. Let me see if it's in.
I Gmailed it to the questions at Intelligent Infinity.
Oh, wait, here we go.
A quarter to.
Okay, I got it now.
All right. Have you been getting so many questions lately that.
Well, you know what? When there's new people asking questions.
Yeah, I find that's fine. Given the
I put them to the front of the
sure
front of the list. Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Unless it's a question that
all my questions are great.
What's that?
But all my questions are great.
Well, your questions are good, but. You know, what I was going to say was, if I get a question from someone who's in an emergency situation in their life. You know, this an irregular. It's irregular, and then I try to fit that question in. You know,
I agree. Most of my questions just based on something that Terry said in one of her channelings.
Yeah,
I just want more information about.
Welcome, everyone, to tonight's episode of If You Have Questions, We Have Answers. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for thanking me.
You're welcome.
Thank you guys for thanking him.
Cecil, how did you hear about that black cumin seed oil?
Oh, boy. I don't remember. I've been using it for years. I've studied a lot about health and wellness and probably just stumbled onto it in my studies. I use it every time I take a shower. I put it on my toenails and in between my toes, and then my shins are kind of have scaly, dry skin on my shins and knees, and I put it all over that and rub it in good. And that seems to keep that down.
Do you take it internally too, though? Or?
I did originally, but it's not very tasty.
No, it's bad. You can get it in capsules, though.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I was thinking that just as a supplement, but I kind of got off that and got on to other stuff.
I saw an interesting email today. They sent a link to Wynn. I don't know if you're going to watch it or not, about drinking distilled water and the supposed benefits of distilled water. Quite interesting. In relation to
I have something to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I drank distilled water for many, many years, and I have changed my mind about it since I learned about...
Get closer to your mic.
Pardon?
Get closer to your mic.
Me? Okay. I'm not even actually sure where my mic is on this phone, but... I'm on speaker, so can you hear me okay now?
Yeah.
A little better, yes. Okay, go ahead.
I recently learned about high pH water, which is basically water that has ionic minerals added to it. It purified first, but then it has ionic minerals added to it. And I have had cats for many, many years, and my cats never would drink the distilled water. And when I heard the fellow on the radio talking about the benefits of high pH water, and he mentioned the fact that animals won't drink distilled water, and I guess if they were really dying of thirst, they would, but most of the time they don't. And my cats never did. And my veterinarian told me that cats don't drink water because they originated in the desert and they're not used to having water or something like that. But when I put down the high pH water with the ionic minerals in it, my cat's been drinking water like it's going out of style. They love it. And I've been drinking it. And
are those ionic minerals, are they organic or?
You know, I'm not sure about that, but you can find it. You can find high pH water in your grocery stores now and in your health food stores. It says high pH. It'll usually say pH 8.5, 9.5, or even 10 sometimes. Mm.
Other video is a contrasting view. If anybody's interested in watching it, I mean, I don't know what the facts exactly are, but the title is something like Pure Water - the Illuminati's Greatest Secret or something like that. And he was talking about all the things you're talking about. And,
distilled water has no minerals in it, so that's why.
Right, it leaches all the minerals out of your body.
Well, he says it doesn't leach all the minerals out. It just leaches out all the ones you don't want in your body, all the inorganic ones, according to him. I've heard all these different things before, but. Well, if he disagrees.
It leaches out all of the minerals.
Yeah. Well, he says no, but I'm telling you, I'm just telling you what he said.
All I can say is I thought that for many, many years, and then I learned about high pH water, and I didn't even know what high pH water was at the time.
It's alkaline.
It's alkaline, but I didn't realize that they made it alkaline by adding minerals to it. And adding a lot of minerals to it, so there's even more high pH than like your regular spring water, and it helps to counteract the overly acidified diets that we have, and you know, especially if you have sugar in your diet or anything like that, that's highly acidic, and it helps to counteract that, you know. I mean, it's a higher pH than what we really need to be, but it helps to counteract the fact that we have lots of other things in our diet that create acidity in our bodies, and the acidity is really harmful.
And dehydration.
He points out that, you know, one of the things people do to make themselves alkaline is you put lemon juice in your water. You're familiar with that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know about lemon juice for cleansing, detoxing, I've never...
Mm-hmm. But, of course, lemon juice is very acid, so it's an acid, but it becomes... When your body processes it, it becomes alkaline.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not as clear-cut as that other idea. I've heard both those ideas. And
I would just be very careful of drinking distilled water because, you know, I trust my cats. Honestly, I trust their instincts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do know what's good for them and what isn't. That's why they're so picky.
And like us.
Yeah.
Hello.
And for a long time, I had a irregular heartbeat, which I do know was due to the fact that I didn't have enough magnesium. And then I started taking magnesium, and that helped a great deal. But I never made the connection that maybe I was low in magnesium to begin with, partially because I was drinking distilled water. So... I don't know.
What form of magnesium are you taking?
Research, but you know, just be aware of the fact that there could be problems with it.
Yeah. Well, what form of magnesium are you taking? I've heard from all sorts of people, including Doctor the Critical Health News guy, Doctor what's his name, Wallace, and they have kind of an organic based. Plant-based mineral supplement that they sell. And I've heard that from just about everybody. Talks about health. You talk about the superiority of the plant-based kind of organic minerals over your inorganic minerals.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
It's called Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have
they
have a whole bunch of things. They have hundreds of different supplements, mm-hmm. including they have... just a mineral supplement, supposedly. It's only like $20, it's like your cheapest thing. And it's supposed to give you most of your minerals in a plant-based organic kind of form. I'm going to get some of that.
Tangerine.
What's that?
Yeah, it's definitely better to eat organic minerals that come from fruits and vegetables than it is to have dissolved rock, for sure. But... You know, all I'm saying is that I used to have to take magnesium, and when I started drinking the high pH water, because that already has a lot of minerals in it, I have had to take a lot less magnesium in order to keep the irregular heartbeat at bay. So, yeah.
Well, that's another thing I've noticed over the years of being interested in health stuff, is how different people can have different ideas, and they both seem to work for them, but they seem to be contradictory, you know what I mean? People
yeah.
doing different stuff, and yet they all seem to be getting good results from it. So there's something weird going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever works.
Yeah. Yeah, and different people have different physical systems that they're, you know, like different blood types need different things and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of other kinds.
That's an idea I just got recently from what Terry was saying about Dr. Drucker and using her blood type to tell her what kind of food to eat. So I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, every cell in the body needs magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
So when dyspexia, he hung up, he's taking a bath.
He's taking the night off.
Well.
Who's Hello, taking Alex. A bath? Who's taking a bath?
This is how we all took over.
Then you are taking a bath.
Taking the night off.
Oh, no, I was listening to everybody.
Oh, I know, I'm just making a joke over here.
They're all channeling.
Okay, let's get going.
Be quiet. Wait.
Huh?
You're quiet.
I think it's background.
You're too far in the background. I can't hear you. No, I told Terry. Terry said, we're just getting home. I'm not going to be ready to channel. And I said, don't worry. Just let them talk to each other. Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you in the mood?
We could tell blonde jokes.
I also heard recently another reference. I mentioned that Wim Hof guy, the Iceman, and his breathing technique. And I heard someone else, I think it was somebody at Coast to Coast, mentioned him, so that was another unrelated source mentioning that guy. So I saw.
Okay.
I noticed some. Oh, okay, go ahead. You ready?
I'm ready.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is December 20th, 2017. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and another evening. Of answering questions from our sources. And Terry, let's just see if you're there. Are you unmuted?
Yeah.
And you're ready, right? You're ready to not be ready.
Right.
Okay. All right. Father, Brother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity, be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Ra'an. And we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are here to assist where we can. And if we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, then disregard it, as it does not apply to you at that time. We come to you directly. We do not come through the computer or the telephone line. That's only the voice. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And the first question is from Isis. And she says, it was once mentioned by Ra'an on a call that astrology has an energetic influence on our lives up until the ninth dimension. Can you comment on why is the ninth dimension where planets start to take physical form? Also, I'm sure astrology is different in different star systems. Are you able to share some fun or unique differences from another star system than ourselves? You know, as I get it, I just want to make a comment here. It's that it seems to me Western astrology takes in all the star systems because it's very much mapped by the constellations. And the constellations are the star systems. Now, are there star systems beyond the constellations that are affecting astrology that we don't even know about because we can't see them? I don't know. But I will just start off with why is the ninth dimension where planets, why is astrology an influence up to the ninth dimension? Is the ninth dimension where planets start to take physical form? And that's a very interesting question. Let me turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. There are a couple questions there. There are different astrology influences depending upon location, not only location, what solar system it is, or the location within the planet, the city, the time of day. It changes the astrology. So why does the influence stop at the ninth dimension? When an individual is able to operate independently and at a higher dimension, such as the ninth dimension, it is no longer affected by the astrology. It is above astrological influences. It is independent and it is radiating from its own center rather than being whipped around and influenced by the influence of other celestial bodies. Thank you.
Thank you. And the other question was, is astrology different in different star systems? Now,
yes,
I'm not sure.
The answer is yes, it is, because the celestial bodies that are affecting the individual in another star system are different, just much the same as when someone is on planet Earth. They might be a Taurus or a Scorpio and be affected by the star systems in different ways, depending upon the influence of the planets and the stars. When a person is in a different star system, the celestial bodies affecting the person are different, with different strengths, different spins, different magnitudes, different effects. Thank you.
Yes. You know, it's obvious to me that astrology affects the spinningness that comes in from the center of the universe. And that those energies of that spinningness affect our DNA. And then our DNA gets programmed by the precise manner that that all hits, except it's also being programmed by our past lives, and our parents, and our environment. Is that correct?
Would you read the last sentence again, or say the last sentence again?
The DNA is impacted by our past. In addition to astrology, DNA is impacted by our past lives, by our parents, and by our environment. So there are a lot of things impacting this little DNA blueprint, yes?
Yes.
And the DNA has 12 strands to it, as I understand, two interwoven strands. How does all this information get cataloged and organized inside a little piece of DNA?
Everything affects everything. The influences of the star systems influence the DNA. That is one of the core things that an individual light body is made up of.
Now, with a computer hard drive, which also gets programmed, it has sectors. If someone was really sharp, could they figure out in a DNA molecule, like, this is the area where astrology is retained, this is the area where past lives are retained?
The individual will we look at makeup of DNA, then there are different chemical reactions, the different chemicals making up the DNA, different arrangements making up the DNA, and this arrangement of a chemical has its own particular spin and vibration. So this affects and changes characteristics between people.
Thank you. I could ask more questions on that, but I'll just leave that be. Okay? This is from Rich Buckley. Was the great biblical flood of Noah triggered by the breaking off of an ice shelf or off Greenland or Iceland areas?
Thank you.
I should add, or was it artificially triggered off?
And energies entered from the technology in the planets, which created the sinking of different continents, which then caused the flood.
Thank you. Next question. Braden, I don't believe we're going to answer this question. You know why? I'll ask it, but I don't believe we'll answer it because they're not going to answer if somebody is the reincarnation of someone else. Because even though the person is famous, it would still intrude on the person's, sovereignty for them to be talking about who is the reincarnation of who. So now I'll ask the question, is Donald Trump the reincarnation of Andrew Jackson?
Yes, you we do not wish to intrude and evaluate on Donald Trump's own personal business.
Yeah. Okay. Next. This is from Dharmananda. And Dharmananda, if you don't mind, I'm going to add something to this, okay? Which I think I'm sure you would like to hear, okay? And Dharmananda is saying, I just got a blood test for hepatitis and found out that I have hepatitis C. I don't know how I got hepatitis C since it is only transmitted from someone else's blood getting into my blood. And then his question is, can you heal this for me? And I would ask the question, can this be spiritually healed? And then I'd ask the second question, what do I have, if it can be, what do I have to do in order to receive that healing? Okay.
Thank you. Give us a moment. We are looking at various aspects of this. You've had this for a little while. One needs to be careful of transmission of hepatitis C. We do see that it is possible for it to heal and to go into spontaneous remission. So prayers are good. We have seen cases where it has gone into spontaneous remission. Healing modalities can also help. For instance, making sure your nutrition is providing enough minerals and nutrients for the system, immune system, to heal. Sometimes it can be healed spontaneously. So keep your prayers on your body then for healing. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anything that Dharmananda can do to help expedite this healing?
Look at what the body needs for the building of the immune system, and begin a program of providing the body with such nutrients that are modalities out there which can heal hepatitis C. But be careful, because there are other protocols which just merely keep it under control or even make it worse.
Thank you. I'm going to add another question here. Some people recommend muscle testing as a way to figure out what is good for you and what isn't good for you.
And what?
Muscle testing.
Yes.
Applied.
Way to tell with a good muscle tester.
Yeah. How, with muscle testing, you have the person who's doing the testing moving their energy into your energy. And how can one tell if one is getting an accurate answer separate from the energy of the person doing the testing?
Sometimes you can have muscle testing go through another party. So the muscle tester has another party that is reading the body. You're doing muscle testing on the body. It's like an additional person in the chain, and to make sure that the results are not biased.
Oh, is that the end of your answer?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Rich Buckley asks, did I ask this one? I don't think so. I did ask it. The biblical flood of Noah?
Yes.
Yeah. This is from Don Herman. Could the sources explain more about the light body and the relationship between the light body and the physical person? Thank you.
Thank you. The light body is the image of the physical body generally, although it can be much younger and see vision. The light body provides support for the physical body and is the vehicle for consciousness. So if the person astral travels, if they would be doing so in their light body and aiming to travel by intention, which would be at the speed of light.
Does the light body change its parameters, or do the parameters of it stay the same for
the
entire
light body
life?
Changes its parameters. It is a evening out device, so that, let's say, the person dies when they are young, then the light body can adjust itself to be at the young age, or let's say that the body dies when the individual is older, then the light body can be an older and can include traces or instances of the life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question. I'll see. This is a question from Anna Davis. Okay. And Anna, I'll make some comments for my own conscious self after I read your question, okay? The words channeled in red in the last several weeks seemed like they were being directed to me and were very inspirational, to say the least. Yes, I think I may be a starseed and a child of the Elohim. Am I?
Yes.
You are. She is. Okay.
Yes.
I feel blessed to have the opportunity to connect to source energy along with fellow truth seekers. Thank you. In the vision of Zion, a place where no person says, I am ill. And that must be from Isaiah, because she says, Isaiah 3:3-4, thus removing the word ill from our 3D world of illusion.
Removing
it seems ill. Ill.
Right.
It seems that we are consciously on a spiritual path and are still plagued by health and financial issues. And it is noticed that the name Elohim is similar to the word Hemohim, which is an herbal functional food that repairs blood cells, distributed by a Korean network marketing company. Terry, along with many others, have had good results in their healing process. I would like to have your opinion on it, including it, as a recommended product by the founders team as a health entrepreneurship project that could play a role and be the solution for both increased health and finances for us all. So now let me make a comment here, okay? It's like I am extremely careful in what I recommend to our group. And I have a really good track record, and I believe that I get a certain amount of respect for my discernment in my recommendations. And I have done multi-level, and Terry has, and we both have had a modicum of success in it some years ago. And I learned that multi-level is not easy to do, at least in those days, without a huge commitment. And I looked at the product HemoHim, and I still haven't stopped looking at it. And Terry does like it. And Terry noticed that her blood oxygen levels went up when she started taking it. Although they were not dangerously low, you know, there's this little thing you put on your finger and it reads 100. When she was taking, when she takes the HemoHim, it was going up to 100. And when she stopped taking it, it would go down to 98 or 96. So it was definitely affecting her blood. And of course, a few months ago, her blood was crucial. Her red blood flow was down. And Kimberly reversed it. Okay? So now it's up. Now, it's like I'm taking HemoHim and Terry is taking HemoHim. And I did recommend it. The way that I work with products is if I like it and Terry likes it, I'm not ready to recommend it to the group. But we've recommended it. And there's probably three or four people in the group that are taking it. And I am waiting to see if they develop their own enthusiasm for it. Because to me, a good business opportunity comes for a product like that because people are so enthused that they want to tell other people about it. And not just do it as a business, to make money. And it has not reached that level of excitement yet. And I'm open to it, but it has to happen organically. And one of the problems with HemoHim is it's expensive. It's $100 for a month's supply, which for a lot of people in this group is hard to reach. And I hate to do a product that's that expensive. If those of you who have tracked me have noted that I have recommended many products, irregardless of whether I'm making money on them or not, like black cumin seed oil, which is very cheap, and it feels like I get a lot of benefit from it. Terry does. And historically, you guys look it up. It's good for everything. Black cumin seed oil. And another one was the liposomal vitamin C. And at various times, I'll say things. And both of those products are very affordable, like less than $20. But to recommend a product that's $100, and if I tell everybody, you should take this, and it's going to benefit you, and I get people to spend $100 because they think that it's going to benefit them, and they think they're going to make money from it, and then what happens is, if I promote that product, and then people don't get benefit from it, and they can't get anyone else to try it because it's so expensive, I have then damaged my credibility. And my credibility is something that I really pay attention to, because mission here is to do this work with the Elohim. And the chances of the Elohim recommending this as a business project are probably not high, because they'll look at it like I do, that if they recommend it, and then people spend money and they don't get results, or they spend money because they think it's a good business and they don't make money, their credibility gets damaged. And this is like more of a free will association choice rather than an Elohim edict. They have to be careful on stuff like that. And they would probably say, yes, it's possible it could work. It's possible it could. But, you know, I have a big email list. And if you notice, I blasted Kimberly out today. And, you know, a lot of people have had healings with Kimberly. And Kimberly's not cheap. But as I've kept track of the people, I have been amazed at their results. And I'm certainly amazed at Terry's results. So I need to recommend things that I know are going to help people. And if I can make money from it, more power to me. Like, we sold a lot of ozone machines to everybody. And I never got a single complaint. Everybody loved them. And so I just wanted to give that preamble. And I don't mean to try to program the Elohim for their answer. But I don't. They'll say what they feel is appropriate. But I think, in my opinion, this is not the kind of project that the Elohim would endorse. It's the kind of project, and notice how the subtlety of this.
We got one more minute.
If we decided to do it, they would back it up, okay? But they're not going to tell me to do it. That's just the way they are. This is the last question for tonight. So let me turn it over to our sources and let them comment.
Thank you. I phased out a little bit. And could you repeat the question?
Anna Davis is asking, is it recommended for the Elohim products to be a health entrepreneurship project that could play a role in being a solution for both increased health and finances for all? And I explained that would be more an internal project. Like, if Anna mentions it to somebody and someone's enthused, then that's fine. Rather than a product, until I got to the place where I thought, regardless of anything, I want you all to spend $100 a month. Until I come to believing that it's that important that everybody do that, then I'm holding back. I'm still evaluating it. So,
this is a product which can have a profound effect on someone's health. However, they should work in, run it by their doctor or it's not necessary, but to make sure that this is something that is beneficial to the person, and each person can do their own evaluation. We suggest more of an individual approach to a person's health rather than a blanket statement.
Thank you. Now, with all this being said, if anyone is interested in that product, I like the product and Terry likes the product, and it is going to cost you about $100 a month, and I'm not ready to say that it's going to save your life, although some people have given phenomenal testimonials that they believe it saves their life. So you can do your own research, HemoHim, H-E-M-O-H-I-M, and email me if you're interested. But I'm not doing this as a we did sign up to get the discount on the products. So if $100 isn't too much for someone to spend, to take a risk, because, you know, I have three or four people taking it, and I haven't had anyone saying, oh, my God, I love this product. I need more, you know. So it's still under evaluation, okay? So I hope you understand, Anna. And that was all our questions for tonight. And we have to stop and move on to Whole Planet Healing. So thank you all for being here.
All callers are unmuted.
And it's 7:58. We got 2 minutes for Whole Planet Healing. And we'll see you over there.